insensitive I must have seemed when he told me that he loved me.
Welcome to the Jazzcast. This is Shannon Gunn, and welcome to the podcast dedicated to curated listening sessions with jazz musicians. Today, I have Christy DeShiel. Did I say your name right, Christy?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And she is here because she is working on some new music, and I wanted to go ahead and get her on here and just find out a little bit more about what she's up to and showcase her beautiful talent. So she's a singer. She's from Washington, D.C., and I look forward to introducing you guys to her awesome music. So without further ado, Christy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for taking time out to come on to this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so first off, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, like you said, I am a jazz vocalist. I was born in D.C., but I was raised in North Carolina. But I came, I always had strong ties to the D.C. area because most of my family is here. Mm-hmm. So I came to Howard shortly after I right after I graduated from high school, and I left North Carolina and came back to the area. And since then, I've kind of always been around. I spent some time in New York, but something about D.C. that I just couldn't get over, so I came back, and I'm here now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So you're back to D.C. I thought, for some reason, I thought you were still up in New York, so it looks like, but you kind of, you've moved back down here pretty permanently then?
Yeah, I've moved back here for the time being, and I still go to New York pretty often.
Okay.
But I'm mostly here.
And did you go to school when you were in New York, or are were you just moving up there?
Yeah, I did. I went to Manhattan School of Music and did 2 years there, and I graduated last May of 2013.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Awesome. All right. And you can't leave out a little bit of your history or your bio without talking a little bit about Afro Blue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Afro Blue. I sang with Afro Blue while I was at Howard. And Afro Blue is Howard's premier vocal jazz ensemble. And after I graduated, Professor Miller, who's the director of the group, called me and several other members back to audition for a TV show called The Sing Off. And we got really lucky and did well in our audition and made it onto the show. And we got to the top four. We were voted off the episode right before the finale. But, you know, we had a really great run on the show and learned so much and just had a good time.
Awesome. And has that show benefited you or helped you with any of the musical things that you've been trying to do? Do people still talk about that at all or recognize you from that?
Yeah, definitely. Every now and again, I'll get stopped somewhere and someone will recognize me. And it also just kind of, it gave me more exposure, I think, to a lot of other people that may not have known about Afro Blue or my music. So that was great to be on national television for weeks. Was really great. And it also gave me an appreciation. Oh, excuse me. That's my phone. It also gave me an appreciation for different styles of music. I've always been like pretty much a jazz head. Mm-hmm. But during the show, I learned a lot about pop music and even country music, other styles of music that I wasn't as not familiar with, but that I wasn't into at the time. It just gave me a different appreciation for it.
Oh, and has that influenced some of your performing since then? I mean, have you maybe done more pop or non-jazz traditional songs in your performances as a result, or are you sticking mostly to jazz?
Yeah, definitely. I've since then started sort of mixing different elements of pop music into my sound. And I've done some covers and arrangements of different pop songs. And it's made me listen to the radio more than I used to do. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know what's going on in popular music. So thanks to the Sing Off for that.
Great. All right. Well, do you have any songs that you'd like us to listen to?
I guess, yeah, I have an arrangement of The Way You Look Tonight. I arranged it while I was at MSM. And I think it was always one of my favorite songs as a kid. So I was glad to have the chance to arrange it.
Touches my foolish heart. Oh, you're lovely. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you rearrange it? 'Cause I love you and the way. Just the way.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, The Way You Look Tonight is pretty much one of the most classic jazz songs, in my opinion. I think so many people know this song. It's been on movies. It's been everywhere, on TV, everywhere. So I was given an assignment at MSM to reharmonize a really popular jazz standard. And I took that opportunity and reharmonized The Way You Look Tonight. So it's got a series of sort of like chromatic moving bass lines and different chords, not the standard changes. But then in the bridge, it moves on to some of the standard changes. And then we kind of go in and out. And that's it, really. My brother, CV, who's playing drums, came up with this really cool drum beat. At first, it was just like a straight eight. It's almost a bossa feel. But CV kind of reinvented what I was hearing and turned it into an even better arrangement, I think.
Yeah. And so who's on this recording?
Alan Johnson is on piano, and my two brothers, CV on drums and Christian on bass, Christian Deschul and Carol Deschul.
Awesome. And so where was this recorded at?
This was during my show at, I had a show at the Kennedy Center, the KC Jazz Club, and this was part of that show. It was a couple years ago now.
Awesome.
No, I guess about a year and a half ago. Yeah,
and was this, so this was a live recording?
Yeah, it wasn't, we never released anything from the recording, but I've just always kept some of the music from the show, because it was a really good show, and it was good energy, good vibe that night.
Do you have anything else you want to share about this particular, you know, song, arrangement? Why did you pick this particular song, or anything else about that?
No, I guess I just picked the tune because it was a song I remember singing when I was a kid. And I sat with it again when I was at Howard. And it's sort of one of those songs that just kind of followed me in different stages of my life. So maybe that's why I chose to arrange it.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay. Do you have any other songs that you'd like us to listen to?
Yeah, I do. This is another song, How Insensitive. It's funny, we talked about Afro Blue. This recording is off of Afro Blue's album, The Best Is Yet to Come. And this is me singing with the great, great guitar player, Joshua Walker.
What was I to say? What can you say? And drawn and sad, I see it still. All the heartbreak in his last look. Why he must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
How do you know Josh Walker?
Josh and I were at Howard together. He was finishing up his master's degree, and I was still an undergrad at the time. And we just kind of met being in school together. And I've always loved his playing since I met him. And so I was really excited when Miss Miller gave us the opportunity to record that song together.
Oh, wonderful. So tell me a little bit about your vision of the song and why you did what you did with it.
I just really love Joe Beam. I think that he is one of the most amazing composers. I just love all of his music. And I like this song because it's not your typical love song. It's almost like a breakup song. And I think so many times jazz singers sing a lot of love songs, which are nice, but it's also nice to sing the opposite side. I guess instead of playing it with the trio or even with the quartet, it was nice just to have that really intimate and stripped down sound of just voice and guitar. I just love the way Josh plays, like I said, so it was great to get to sing with him in just a duo setting.
Wonderful. And where was this recorded?
This was recorded at Bias Studio, and I think it was recorded maybe in 2010 mm-hmm. or 2011, so a little while ago.
And so this is part of the Afro Blue album?
Yes, this is part of Afro Blue's second release, The Best Is Yet to Come. They also have a new CD out now called Jubilee. I think that's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are you on Jubilee as well?
No, I'm not. Sadly, it's sad, like, not to be a part of this project, because I'm so used to being on all of Afro Blue's recording.
Yeah.
This is the first one that I'm not on, but it's still a really great, a great project.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be tough when you have an ensemble like that that's college based, because people graduate, you know.
It's, yeah, like, it is.
It's got to be sad. And I guess all the other ensembles in that sing off were just, I guess, people that got together outside of not necessarily at college or anything.
Yeah, so. A couple of other groups were.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, a couple. But most of them were, like you said, groups that formed on their own.
Mm. Interesting. Well, do you have anything else that you want to share with us?
Well, yeah, I guess I have a show at Bohemian Caverns on August 8th and 9th. It's my first weekend at Bohemian, so I'm super excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're doing sets, I think, 8:30 and 10:30.
Okay.
So, yeah, if people are in town, if they're looking for something to do that weekend, please come. We'll be there all weekend, so we'll be playing all different types of music and just having fun.
Okay. And that's great, because I wasn't sure if that was happening, because I thought I saw something else on the website. So.
Oh, yeah. It's still happening, at least as far as I know. It's still
good to know. Okay, awesome. So everybody come out on August 8th. You said 8th and 9th?
Yes, ma'am. 8th
and 9th. And a Friday. It's Friday, what, 8 and 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, same thing. 2 sets each night. Have a couple other questions for you that are not necessarily based off of the music, but I'm just kind of curious, and I ask this to everybody, so feel free to take your time, answer, or, you know, if you don't necessarily have anything that you want to, that you would give us, and that's fine too, because it might be a surprise. But do you have any books that you've read lately that you enjoy that you'd like to talk to us about?
Well, yeah, kind of. I'm getting married in August, so I've been into a lot of course marriage books, and I read this book recently. It was called Love and Respect. I can't remember the author, but it's just about loving and respecting your spouse, and I found it very helpful in this time of transition and getting ready to be married and all of that.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I don't even know if I knew that, so if I did, I forgot, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Love and Respect. Somebody has, I think I've been told to read that before, and I think I've started reading it, but I don't remember, so.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just nice.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for that recommendation.
Yeah.
And last question, do you have any apps that you recommend, either musical or not, for organizing life or for anything that you would recommend?
Maybe not organizing life, but I have this really great ear training app on my phone. It's called Melody Ear Trainer.
Oh, okay.
And I just really, I love ear training. It's like one of my favorite things.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's like sometimes when I'm just sitting at home, or, you know, maybe out and about, I'll just play with this app. And the way it works is it has a little keyboard, and you have the option to play chromatic, or do chromatic ear training or diatonic ear training.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play a series of 3 notes or 4 notes. So they'll give you your starting note, and then they play the other 2 or 3 notes, and you have to, based off of the first note, decide what the other notes are, and you just play them back on the piano. I hope I explained that well, but anyway,
yeah
it's okay. A really great app, and I use it like almost every day.
Oh wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Thank you so much. See, this is why I ask these questions, because there might be something out there that I can benefit from, which I'm really looking forward to checking that app out.
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I'll try to get this up relatively quickly so we can make sure people know about the show at Bohemian Caverns. So do you have any other parting words of wisdom or thoughts that you'd like to share?
Just thank you for having me on the show, and support live music and support local artists. And yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Definitely. I totally agree. And thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk to me. I know that you've got to be extremely busy if you're planning a wedding right now.
It's actually kind of crazy. Between wedding and gigs, I think it's just, it's too much, but
it's gotta be.
Yeah, but I can't complain. It's like, I'm busy with really good stuff.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I really look forward to introducing everybody to these songs, and hopefully I'll be able to make it out one of those nights
at least, I hope so. In
the first part of August. So
yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for listening. If you like the music at the end there, that was actually Sam Prather's Groove Orchestra featuring Christy DeShiel on vocals. Another really great ensemble and great musician in the DC area. So if you want to go see Christy, make sure you get your tickets soon, because I know that Friday, the August 8th, 8 o'clock show is already sold out. And so you have to get your tickets online in advance. The tickets are at bohemiancaverns.com. And if you want to check out more about Christy, you can go to her website, which is christydashiel.com, and it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E-D-A-S-H-I-E-L-L.